Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 40 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Kinsey Thompson.
Whether it's inmates bringing it in or guards bringing it in.
Another inmate has died in the Boyd County Detention Center.
Two men were arrested in Floyd County on drug-related charges.
Hate crimes legislation has been pre-filed in Frankfort.
A fund that helps domestic violence survivors received a big donation last week.
A conference aimed at ending domestic violence and sexual assault wrapped up in Lexington on Friday.
In sports, the Lady Vikings head into round two of the EKC tournament tonight in Morgan County.
A 20% chance of rain tonight with a low around 30 degrees. Tomorrow, a slight chance of snow showers in the morning, a high near 36. Tuesday night, 40% chance of snow, cloudy with a low around 28. And for Wednesday, a 30% chance of snow in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 33. A series of overdoses at the Boyd County Detention Center left one dead and many needing treatment. According to WIMT, 36-year-old Sean Finley died from overdosing on what is believed to be fentanyl. Finley was one of two inmates taken to the hospital. Finley's friend, April Brown, says the facility should have been better prepared.
Whether it's inmates bringing it in or guards bringing it in, you've got to worry about that. I thought they would have, like, Narcan on hand for situations like this. Did they?
It is not known how the drugs made it inside the jail. This is the second death in 3 days for the detention center. The cause of the first death is still unknown.
Two men were arrested in Floyd County during a traffic stop. WSAZ reports 28-year-old Christopher Sloan of Wayland and 45-year-old Paul Milton of Garrett are facing drug charges. The pair was arrested Thursday night. Deputies and K-9 units discovered several guns and illegal drugs inside the duo's vehicle. Crystal meth, pills, and syringe needles were found among other drug paraphernalia. Both are facing possession charges and are housed in Floyd County Jail.
A woman is dead following a house fire in Ashland. LEX 18 reports the fire broke out on Saturday on Montgomery Avenue. The woman was identified as 84-year-old Dora Brown. Officials say her nephew attempted to rescue her but was unable to due to the smoke. Brown's two sons were rescued from the blaze by police. Two officers involved are reportedly being treated for smoke inhalation. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. A London woman was arrested for stabbing someone in Madison County. According to WKYT, police say they arrived to a man with multiple stab wounds near Red House and Union City Road. The victim says he was in a car with a 21-year-old Hennessy Tevis who stabbed him and took his vehicle following an argument between the two. Police tracked Tevis down to London, and she was taken into custody by the Laurel County Sheriff's Office. Tevis is charged with assault, kidnapping, wanton endangerment, and auto theft. She also had an outstanding warrant for bail jumping and drug possession.
A fund that provides financial assistance for survivors of domestic violence and sexual abuse has received a $10,000 donation. For the past 3 years, WellCare for Kentucky has been the largest donor to the Kentucky Coalition Against Domestic Violence program, known as the Purple Purse Fund. The deputy director of the coalition, Mary O'Daugherty, says the donation gives the organization a head start.
The terrific thing about this pledge today means that when we next October, when we do our annual campaign, we're going to start with $10,000, you know, in the fund.
The Kentucky Coalition Against Domestic Violence helped administer funds for 15 programs that provide shelter, housing, and other services for more than 26,000 domestic violence survivors and their children last year.
The Ending Sexual Assault and Domestic Violence Conference in Lexington was a 3-day event and wrapped up on Friday. Social workers, lawyers, judges, prosecutors, medical professionals, and other service providers from around the Commonwealth attended the conference. Executive Director of the Kentucky Association of Sexual Assault Programs, Eileen Rechtenwall, says they compared notes on the work they're doing to help survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault.
When you're doing crisis work like these advocates are, you tend to get very isolated in your program. It's 24/7, and you don't get out, and you don't know what's going on in the rest of the state. You can't share resources, and this is a way you can do it here at this conference.
Rechtenwald adds some of the topics included meaningful access for underserved populations, ethics and confidentiality, and program evaluation.
A state senator has pre-filed legislation addressing hate crimes. Haley Hansen with the Kentucky News Network reports.
Louisville Democrat Reggie Thomas says the legislation is in direct response to the recent shooting deaths in Louisville and the rise in acts of violence motivated by bigotry and hate. The bill would repeal the current hate crime statute, which carries no criminal penalty, and enact a new statute, which would carry a penalty of 10 years or more, add homicide offenses, deny probation or parole until 85% of the sentence is served, and more. FBI data shows that nationwide, hate crimes have been on the rise for the third consecutive year. I'm Haley Hansen.
Kentucky Power is now offering scholarships to encourage more women and minorities to become line mechanics. Scholarship winners will receive $1,500 to help for their training. Corporate communications manager Allison Barker says preference will be given to a minority or female applicant when all other qualifications are equal.
Have a high school diploma or a GED. There's also, you have to take the test for adult basic education, a minimum GPA, and there's also a requirement to submit an application and an essay answering why I want to become a line person. We'll also ask for basic financial information.
There will be one scholarship winner from each Ashland and Hazard Community and Technical College campuses. The first scholarship will be awarded in the spring of 2019. Scholarships are non-renewable, but Barker says KP plans to continue offering the scholarships for future semesters.
A school project by a Pike County student has turned into a community effort. WYMT reports Pike County High School senior Rebecca Diamond started collecting coats for the community in response to a speaker that visited the school. Diamond hoped more people in the community would realize how many citizens were in need. Diamond's youth pastor, Chris Bartley, helped out by putting the coat rack outside the Pikeville United Methodist Church. Bartley says the rack has brought the community together.
That sometimes we find ourselves in a little harder spot than we would normally, with the power bills being higher, with just the cost of everything. Well, by that first night, our community had shared that Facebook post over 1,500 times.
Bartley says they have given out over 300 coats. If you would like to donate, stop by the Pikeville United Methodist Church to leave a coat. The coat rack will remain until the spring.
Kentucky officials say unemployment rates rose in 76 of the state's counties between October 2017 and 2018. The Kentucky Center for Statistics says jobless rates fell in 34 counties and stayed the same in 10 during that same period. Officials say Woodford County has the state's lowest unemployment rate at 3.2%. It was followed by Boone, Campbell, Fayette, Olam, and Scott counties at 3.3% each. Magoffin County had the state's highest jobless rate at 11.3%. Elliott County was next at 7.4%, followed by Harlan at 7.3%, and Carter and Leslie counties at 7.2%. Clay and Owsley counties each had 7.1% rates, while Knott and Wolf counties were each at 6.9%. We'll have sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes and the Laughlin Building are open to the public, with six lanes for birthday parties, private groups, lane by the hour, or per game pricing. Also available is Cosmic Bowling for birthday parties with disco and black lights for that glow-in-the-dark experience. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m., Sunday and Monday by reservation. More information and reservations at 606-776-3457.
The Lady Vikings hit the road again tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Kenzie Thompson.
The Round County Lady Vikings are back on the road tonight for a matchup with Lewis County in the second round of the EKC tournament. Rowan's gals took down Bath County in the first round on Saturday, 65-45. Coach Matt Stokes says tonight's matchup will be a battle for who will control the game's tempo.
Been our biggest weakness these first two games is our defensive rebounding. So we focused on our man offense and our defensive rebounding yesterday in practice, hoping that'll improve a little bit tonight, because if it doesn't, we're going to be in for a long night on rebounds.
Tonight's game will be played at Morgan County. Tip-off is set for 8 p.m. In other regional girls action tonight, West Carter faces Russell and Bath County plays Fairview.
The Morehead State women's basketball team is going to have some time off after picking up a home win yesterday. The Eagles got the win over Evansville 85-63 and will now have time to reflect with finals week in full swing. Head coach Greg Todd says his team might need some adjustments with rebounding after yesterday's performance.
We were disappointed. I think first half we only had 4 offensive rebounds and we were missing some shots. And we felt like if we started going to the glass and getting rebounds, good things would happen. And we definitely did. We had, you know, it was Miranda Crockett, Aaliyah, Tierra came off the bench, got a couple big offensive rebounds, Jaleesa. So it was a team effort.
The Eagles return to action on Wednesday, December 12th. Morehead State will be hitting the road for a 1 o'clock game against 4th-ranked Baylor.
The Philadelphia Eagles and Washington Redskins are getting ready for their Monday night football matchup this evening. Washington comes into the game at 6-5 on the season, and the Eagles at 5-6. Philly linebacker Nathan Jerry tells PhiladelphiaEagles.com his guys need the right mindset against a tough Washington team.
We got a really good running back. They have a very good offensive line. You know, they know how to create matchups. They have 2 really good tight ends. You know, they, like I said, they create good matchups, and you know, they know how to expose those certain matchups. So we got to be able to put our best personnel up against theirs.
Game time is set for 8:15 at Lincoln Financial Field.
A member of the University of Kentucky football team has been arrested on assault charges. WKYT reports 21-year-old Zaire Hughes, a sophomore wide receiver, was arrested and charged with 4th-degree assault earlier yesterday morning. The victim is said to be a female acquaintance of Hughes. UK head coach Mark Stoops says the team is aware of the situation and are continuing to gather information.
The Associated Press has named Mark Stoops as SEC Coach of the Year. Number 16 University of Kentucky has the SEC's Defensive Player of the Year in linebacker Josh Allen and the Coach of the Year in Stoops. Stoops led UK to its first winning record in SEC play since 1977. The Cats are heading to the Citrus Bowl on January 1, 2019, where they'll face Penn State to hopefully end the season on the high note. 13 offensive players and 12 defensive players also made the Associated Press All-Southeastern Conference for the first team. And that's going to do it for sports. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Kinsey Thompson. Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball hosts IUPUI on December 21st, and women's basketball welcomes Lipscomb on December 29th. OVC action begins on January 17th, featuring a doubleheader with Southeast Missouri. Single game and season tickets are now on sale from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Brian Courtney, Logan Pemberton, Jacob Lindberg, Naya Andweza, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, and Jack Cottle, and K&N's Haley Hansen. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead and Translator W202 VH9S. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. Now back to All Things Considered.